Welcome, welcome, everybody. This is Ash Alley coming to you for another Daily Power Up Call here on the Aspire Show. Hey, I've got a great treat here. You notice the music that just played a second ago is the Eye of the Tiger. For some of you may remember that way back in the 80s. But, you know, that really instills a lot of power whenever I hear that that music because it reminds me of Rocky Balboa. And, as you know, recently Sylvester Stallone just passed away. But at any rate, this reminded me of the tenacity, the determination that Rocky had when he won those battles. And, you know, when you come to play every day in your game to win on the internet world or whatever business you're in, actually, you got to look at that. Is that the sound that comes into your ear when you hear that music, how you feel and get in front of your computer? Do you feel like this is something that you really want, the passion you have? Just like when Rocky walked into the rink, he knew that he had the confidence to win. So how do you get that? Well, if it starts with self-image, I want to talk to you about self-image. So I want you to write down a few things as they resonate with you, and let's just talk about winners. You know, in the last few days, I've been talking about, so winners are especially aware of the tremendous importance of their self-image and the role their imagination can play in the creation of upgrading of their self-image. They know that the self-image acts as a subconscious life-governing device. And if that your self-image is, you can't possibly see yourself doing something, achieving something. You literally cannot do it. You got to see that happening, you doing it in real life. They also know that the self-image can be changed since the subconscious is incapable of differentiating between the real success and imagined success. I'll give you an example. Let's say you were going to go play tennis, okay? And I want you to think in your mind, if you could close your eyes, unless you're driving or working on machinery, close your eyes and imagine holding a tennis racket in your hand, okay? And on the left hand, if you're left-handed or right-handed, that is, hold a tennis ball in the left hand and then throw it up in the air, and then you're all playing this in your mind, and as it comes down, you take a smash at the ball, whoosh. You can feel the racket hitting the ball. You can heal a little bit of that back, you know, slide coming back at you as you hit that ball, and you see the ball going over the net and scoring on the opponent's team, on the opponent's player, that is. So what happened is that you just actually played something in your mind. It's almost like your muscles felt that, didn't they? Okay. Now imagine that you were now holding, instead of a tennis racket, you were holding a pipe. Okay, and you try to hit that ball right in the middle of the pipe. Remember how accurate you have to be. And you can do it. And if you do it with conscious that you can actually hit that pipe right in the middle of that ball, now what just happened in your mind? You actually, even though you didn't do it in reality, it played in your mind, didn't it? Your subconscious mind can't tell the difference whether you're holding a pipe or the racket. So the goal here is to figure out how you can hit that ball right in the center of that racket. And by doing that, you have to imagine it as if you had a pipe in your hand, and you'll improve your accuracy. That's just one tip if you're into tennis. Anyway, let's get back to our self-image, and that how you think makes a big difference. The winner's self-talk is, I see myself changing, growing, achieving, winning. Losers say that, you know, they're my hang-up. It's my fault, oh, the stupidities I've done. That's the kind of talk they have in their brain. Your behavior and your performance usually are consistent with your self-image. Your self-image is an intricately woven concept made up of your feelings, your fears, and your emotional responses to each and every personal experiences that come up. As with any learning activity or skill, and self-image is housed with the subconscious or automatic level of thinking. What you perceive as real is filtered or shaded differently from what others perceive in the time as it grows on. For example, robot-like self-image. You know, you just got programmed to do certain things. What about image as you become more real? Okay, what you imagine is being felt. Think about it. Winners imagine that they fantasize about themselves as the person who they most like to become. Okay, and you feel that if you're just a robot, you're just going to, you know, do one thing day after day after another, just like going to a job, you're not going to excel. Here's some action steps I'd like you to take. Okay, so number one, go for a walk on the beach, or if you're not near a beach, in a countryside or a park, okay, dust off those old imagination. think on how you could be in this life, how your life would look like on a perfect day. What rules the world is how you think. Set aside about 20 to 30 minutes a day, whether you're commuting or going to work on back or just out in the park, whatever it is, maybe at lunchtime or even in the evening. As you relax during this time, imagine yourself achieving, enjoying the most personal desires. As see them as if you were personally viewing, like from as if you were watching a TV. Picture yourself in one of the most achieving professional triumphs you've ever had, for example. Maybe you would like to be on stage one day, and maybe people clapping and, you know, giving you a standing ovation, how that would feel. Picture yourself in, like I said, in a movie involving, let's say, family happiness. People's, you know, hugging you and saying, oh, wow, you did a great job. And coming up to you and saying, you know, you were so important in this. That's how you build a good self-image. Picture yourself as seeing how you can help other people and them saying, thank you very much, Joe, or thank you very much, Mary, or whatever your name is. And hear those words coming out of their mouth and into your ears, how that would feel. Get the actual sensation of each event and how it would feel to experience each of those. Read biographies of successful people. That's a good thing to do. Each month, pick out a book or pick out a biography. Go to your local library and maybe read about Martin Luther King or John F. Kennedy and, you know, or Abraham Lincoln, all the famous people that you know that were successful. Look at their life, where they came from. How did they do it? That's how you can imagine to being yourself is one of those. While you relax, visualize your imagined triumphs. Listen to soft music in the background. That always helps. The process of relaxing and plus the music in the background will definitely open up your subconscious level of thinking. If you spend time around your children, become a storyteller. Using your imagination for good food. Old-fashioned ghost stories, for example. Science fiction. These kind of things build bonds in family. We don't have that much anymore. You see a lot of people where they have their little iPhones or their cell phones texting away back and forth. You know, I was once at a meeting and I noticed all the people around, we were in a round table, they're all looking down and just before the food came on the table. And I thought they were actually probably just praying. And I said, well, it looks like everybody just finished doing their grace. He goes, what are you talking about, grace? We were texting each other. So imagine the where we are now in this day and age where we're communicating even without our lips, even though we're next to each other and we have to be texting each other. That's ridiculous. Why can't we open up our minds and talk to each other? Because communication builds relationships. Think about it. Without communication, there is no relationship. And that's how you help other people. Limit your television viewing watching to stimulating special shows only, like the History Channel or the, you know, mega structures or something that you can learn from. If you just watch television as a habit, you're going to develop a tunnel vision. And that's what's going to happen. You're not going to be able to think bigger. Take a deep breath in relaxation, meditation, auto-suggestion, and also biofeedback training groups. Develop the ability to daydream sometimes. If you have a break, think about how your life would be like. What's going to be the most important thing to you at that time? And how it is could be developed right now. Develop the habit of listening to educational and inspirational audios, because this is the key here. Every single day, if you put in at least 15 to 20 minutes a day of listening to positive self-talk, positive talk even on YouTube you can get, this is going to develop a different set of skill sets, because what's going to happen is as you put in those positive words in your mind, it's going to come out in action. Write a 2-page resume of your professional, of your where you've been, and actually put in all your assets. Look at all your assets you've gained. And even if you don't have much, put a magnifying glass on them. Literally, make them big, because if you focus on what you did right, you're going to keep doing it over again. It's the same thing. If you did something wrong and you put a magnifying glass on it, you're going to keep doing it over again. So it's important to focus on what your potential is. How do you determine that? Is you build on your small successes. Read this 2-page autobiography every single week about yourself, where you, how you've been. Imagine this is 2 years from now and what your life would look like. Since the self-image is visual and conceptual display and self-esteem, take stock this week and imagine how that would look like having those things that you always wanted. Because, you know, I have a saying here that if you're going to fly, you know, from a cocoon and put your footsteps on the moon, You always have to hope for being free in that person. You got to get free because there's nothing like it. You know, it's right now in the afternoon. 2 years ago, I was stuck in a job at this time at 3 o'clock. Somebody telling me what to do. Now, my brain tells me what to do because I'm able to live life on my own terms. You can get this. The internet business world can offer you that, but you got to be able to implement what we recommend. That's the key. Winners in life, those of you that are looking at this as a real serious business, is 1 out of 100 people actually think like this. Most people think, well, what's this hogwash that, you know, this is a bunch of baloney that I'm going to be able to think and automatically become successful. Well, believe it or not, this is where it starts. The action part comes in right after it. This is what we're going to try to, but the action doesn't work too well if the internal software is not in place. Think about it. The internal software, which is how you think, is a key element to success. Every winner I have ever met knows that where he or she goes day by day, they're always looking to get better and better in their game. Winners are goal-oriented, as you know. They set goals and they consistently figure out ways to get it. What their goal is. They don't say, oh, this is a too much of a big goal. If the goal is really big, like to make $1 million, they just move the date. That's all you got to do. There's no uncertain goals that are too high. They're just unpredictable timelines. So the timeline is that you got to maybe be able to shift. So some people saying, you know, to become a billionaire, you can do it, but you may not live long enough for some people, depending on the strategy you're using. So it's very important to set clear, objective goals. Set your target and be self-activating system, because what happens is you start moving towards the target. The minute you take your pen out and start writing something, for example, to produce 100,000 in 12 months from now, put the date actually on it, subconsciously you start moving towards that goal. It starts to see in real life because of the fact you wrote it down. 97% of the people go at and building a business without even a business plan. They just go at it and try to do things as things come along, shoot from the hip type of management. It doesn't work too well. You got to plan a strategy properly and with somebody who has done it already. So that's why you need a system, a step-by-step, somebody who's done it already to guide you. Now, the key thing you have to do is not copy them exactly what they did. The key thing is to model the example, right? So the key thing you have to do is that even though the system does work, but you have to adapt it to fit your personality, your situation. So you have to tweak a few things here and there. And the way you do it is you talk to your coaches. How does this work? How can this idea be implemented in my situation? What do I need to do differently? You know, I'm good more in the creative stage rather than in the administrative stage. So how can you use your strengths and weaknesses to capitalize on this? Think of it this way. Your biggest weakness should be Michael Forrest's system, the biggest strength. Because the strength is what's going to carry you forward. It's going to lift you to that next level. So the key thing also in the psychology of winning is to making sure that you understand how your brain really works. So spend time in visualizing, act upon this. I'll see you again in the next few days. Have a great day. Bye-bye.